Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, I'm wondering how all the snow and blowing wind and all those things changed your life. I'm guessing that in some ways it perhaps affected you. It certainly did me because getting home from California was a bit more difficult than I had planned on. But whatever. Hope you're safe and sound and things are going along for you well. But I was thinking about, now it's almost the first of the year, and some people are thinking about what they want to give dollar-wise because it can influence the amount of taxes they have to pay. And that's one really good reason to take a look at your annual giving, and do you want to give something more in terms of dollars? And this is a good time to take a look at that. It's also a good time to take a look at what you do with your time. I'm guessing many of you volunteer, give time in many different ways without even thinking about it. It's just part of your life. Well, I was looking at some information and why do people give, and I thought it was rather interesting to hear from, to see information from Bill George, who is the Harvard Business School professor and philanthropist. He's written a number of books. And the question was put to him, why is it important for you to give? Because, of course, he's given lots of dollars, but he also gives time. And he tells about his background. He said, my earliest awareness goes all the way back to childhood when my father and mother told me that their idea of tithing was to give 5% to the church and 5% to various charities. And they held to that through their lives. And then he goes on to talk about how his father was involved in a number of things such as United Way and Rotary International. And I think it's interesting that he says, my mother was involved with what seemed like every organization in town. She was the leader of so many nonprofit philanthropic organizations. So that just was a part of his life. But he carried that on, and, he might not have said, well, I want to carry that on, but he has. And he said he remembers the old saying, to whom much is given, much is expected, and that if you have the opportunities and a reasonable standard of living, you have an obligation to give back to those who are less fortunate. Whether you agree with that or not, that's his philosophy. And, of course, has gone on to give lots and lots of money as well as time. And he makes a point that the time part is really important in getting involved with what it is that you like. If somebody asks you to volunteer for something and you say, I don't think so, it may be because it's not important to you at that time. But on another time, another place, pick out what's really of interest to you, and you'll find that it's pretty easy to give either and or time and money. Another thing that came up was about community foundation, and I know that recently and twice a year you hear news about the Cass County Community Foundation, and they're looking for applications right now for this time around, and they usually do that again in the fall. Well, community foundations were started in 1914, and there are now at least 750 community foundations in the United States. And this man had money he wanted to give away, but he didn't know how to do that so that it would have lasting impact. And so he set up the organization that said that they could decide, because whatever the needs are now may not be the needs in 5 years or 10 years, but through the community foundations and the funds that are provided by people through that then are given back to the community and whatever is requested and needed at the time. And, of course, at least the ones I know about, community foundations do have local county people on their boards to help make those decisions. If you don't know about the Cass County or your county, whatever county you have, you may want to find out. if you have a county foundation and who the people are on that board and more about that. So as I say, I know that deadline is coming up really very soon. If you have an organization that qualifies and you're needing money to do some good projects, well, you may want to request that from the community foundation. So take a look at what you like to do, what's important to you, before you start saying, here's what I want to give in money and time. And again, I do not have the information in front of me. I know that we have it at KJN. The contact you can make if you want to make sure that when you're giving money to organizations that there's information about how much of that money actually goes to the project and how much is administrative kinds of costs, to make sure that your money is doing what you want it to do.